We would definitely warn the Zimbabwean government that if it goes ahead and exports diamonds from the Marenge field, this will be in direct contravention against the agreement it signed with the Kimberley process, and we will then be calling for their expulsion from this scheme.
Now, the Kimberley process was set up to monitor human rights abuses. Disregarding the human rights considerations, can the sale of Zimbabwe diamonds be considered blood diamonds, which conventionally mean that their proceeds are used to fund rebel groups?
Well, we certainly think that the diamonds that have been mined in the past in the Marenge fields are blood diamonds. I can't imagine any consumer or person going to buy their girlfriend an engagement ring out there will be pretty happy to know that that diamond was produced in a context where helicopter gunships came in and shot down hundreds of miners in the fields, where women have been raped, where people have been attacked with dogs. To me, that's pretty clear. That's a blood diamond. It's not the rebel groups in this case. It's the government itself which is abusing its own citizens. That's the excuse that many countries are using not to step in, because they say conflict diamonds aren't a problem. They don't exist where it's the government abusing its own citizens. We say it doesn't matter who's killing people. People shouldn't be dying because of diamonds. And that's what the Kimberley process was set up to prevent. And I think pretending otherwise is really being somewhat disingenuous.
Now, since the suspension, Zimbabwe and the London company, African Consolidated Resources, have been in a legal fight over the ownership of the diamond fields, what influence does the British owner of rights to the diamonds play in influencing the Zimbabwe government's decision to pursue sales?
I'm not sure what influence at all they have on the Zimbabwean government. The UK participates in the Kimberley process through the European Union, and so all of their interventions are made in that way. The diamond industry participates in the Kimberley process through the World Diamond Council, and so has a voice in a different way. In the end, everyone's got a say and will have their piece to say on the matter, but I think it's down to the Zimbabwean government to make the right decision.
Do you think that ACR has been weighing in on the Zimbabwe government to begin the sales again, since they are entitled to a share of the proceeds?
As the court ruling said, that they are entitled to a share of the proceeds. My understanding is that ACR are in court because their rights to the area and to the revenue have been taken away from them by the government, and that's why they're in court. They're trying to get them back. And so, therefore, I would have thought they wouldn't want the Zimbabwe government to sell this.
Can the sale go ahead without approval from the Kimberley process?
Not according to the terms of the Kimberley process and Zimbabwe's joint action plan, which was agreed last year at the Kimberley process plenary with the express aim of bringing Zimbabwe back into compliance with the KP. This agreement states very clearly that Zimbabwe can't export any diamonds from this region without them being prior certified by the KP monitor. If they do so, then that's a clear breach of this agreement.
Now, the Zimbabwe Mines Minister, Obert Mpofu, claimed yesterday that the country's detractors were manipulating the process to block Zimbabwe from benefiting monetarily from diamond sales. Has the stoppage had a big impact of lost income for Zimbabwe's shaky economy?
It's difficult to say exactly how much money the diamond revenues could bring into Zimbabwe's economy. What I would say is that, frankly, the way that the diamond fields have been managed up to this point has not benefited the Zimbabwean economy. That's the whole point. We have always been very clear that the diamond revenue from Marenge could be a massive help to communities in the region and to Zimbabwe as a whole. But what's actually happened so far is that communities and people have suffered. We've seen human rights abuses. We've seen the military facilitating smuggling of diamonds out across the border into Mozambique. We haven't seen this money going into the treasury or into the pockets of local people. So I don't think Mpofu should be saying these things when really he hasn't been helping local people to benefit so far.
When do you expect the Kimberley authorities to react to the Zimbabwe court ruling, and how do you think they'll respond?
I'm not sure the Kimberley process will respond to the court ruling, since it doesn't tend to involve itself in domestic legal issues. What it should respond to, and what we hope it will respond to strongly and clearly, is if the Zimbabwean government goes ahead and sells or exports diamonds outside its agreement with the KP, then the Kimberley process should act very quickly, very clearly, to restore its own minimum standards and restore order in the diamond industry.
Do you know when the diamond sales could resume?
It's difficult to say. First of all, the Kimberley process monitor will have to return to Zimbabwe. Once he is satisfied that the diamond fields are compliant with the minimum standards of the Kimberley process, then he can go ahead and start certifying that diamonds can be exported into international markets. It's very difficult to say when that will happen. It depends on progress on the ground.
Last year, the government entered into a joint venture with two South African companies to mine diamonds from Marenge. Are Zimbabwe's storage capabilities being overcrowded while sales are on hold? Is that why they want to get rid of the 129,000 carats?
It's difficult to say. I'm sure that that would be one of the reasons that they would give. I don't have accurate information on the level and capacity of safe and secure storage in Zimbabwe, unfortunately.
But the storage does require that they store all the rock containing the diamonds, and it's a lot more volume than just the simple diamonds that we think of that would be going on sale, isn't that correct, before they actually process them?
That depends, again, on the kind of diamond mining that they're undertaking. It would be a question you'd have to put to a mining expert who knows the area.
Now, last November, Human Rights Watch did a study, and they uncovered rampant abuses at the Morange fields, including forced labor, child labor, and killings, beatings, smuggling, and corruption. In March, the Kimberley Process sent an investigator to the country to determine if human rights standards are being violated. And that investigator found out that while procedures looked good on paper, they weren't being implemented. Has Zimbabwe made strides since March to improve working and human rights conditions?
I think we have to be quite clear here. The investigator, the monitor sent in March by the Kimberley Process, didn't have a remit to look into human rights abuses. This is one of the biggest problems with the Kimberley Process response to the situation, is that it hasn't dealt with the human rights abuses at all. It's just turned a blind eye, which is, as you can understand, completely unacceptable. We know from information we receive from people on the ground, there are still human rights abuses going on. There's still the military in the majority of the fields. They're still smuggling. These things haven't changed in the past year and definitely haven't changed enough. One of the main messages I would have for the Kimberley Process is it's about time you started looking into this and about time you started taking this on as one of your responsibilities.